time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for showers with a high of 90. Tonight, 50% chance for rain with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 47-year-old Mount Carmel resident Jason K. Groves is wanted by the Wabash County Sheriff's Office on a Wabash County warrant for aggravated possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call the Wabash County Sheriff's Office at 262-4187. They may also call Wabash County Crime Stoppers at 262-4258, and Crime Stoppers is offering a $300 reward for information leading to his arrest. Wabash County deputies and Mount Carmel police executed a search warrant on July 29th and seized over 135 grams of crystal meth, or ice, at Groves' apartment, though he was not home at the time. The search warrant stemmed from a broad drug investigation that was initiated in April. Two people have been taken into custody as a result of the investigation thus far. On July 30th, 37-year-old Robert Earl Harms and Ryan Healy, both of Mount Carmel, were in custody for unrelated charges. Warrants for delivery of meth were then issued for both of them, and their bonds were set at $40,000 in each case. The Wabash County Sheriff's Office says their investigation in the case is ongoing, and more arrests are anticipated. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and nighttimes by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Do you consider yourself a bookworm? Have you set a goal to read more books? Then join the book club at Frontier Community College starting August 22nd. Book club will meet every other Thursday with me, Myrna Youngblood, in the Learning Resource Center. We'll read and discuss four award-winning books, including Where the Crawdad Sings, Educated, Supermarket, and The Reckoning. Sign up today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
In other news, the Wayne County Farm Bureau Relationship Dinner with the Wayne County Board is scheduled for this Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The dinner is only for County Board and Farm Bureau Board members, but discussion on various topics after the dinner will be open to the public. Wayne County Farm Bureau President David White will conduct most of the meeting, which will be held at Bob Boyles Hall on Frontier Community College's campus. Several local items are expected to be discussed, in addition to statewide topics, but no official action will be taken at the meeting. The boards are expected to talk about the impact of the motor fuel tax increase in Wayne County, as well as possible replacements for Airtex in Fairfield and future economic development opportunities. Various road work and culvert replacement projects will also be discussed, and the groups will hear an update on the rash of vandalism in rural areas. Citizens National Bank has announced that the West Salem CNB ATM will be down during site construction. The bank appreciates the public's patience during the work process, and it will announce when the ATM is once again available for service. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the ISP will conduct an alcohol countermeasure enforcement patrol in Wayne County this month. The patrol will allow the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to violations associated with impaired driving and illegal transportation or consumption of alcohol or drugs. The ISP has zero tolerance for impaired driving in Illinois. Troopers working the detail will be watching for drivers who are operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving with a suspended or revoked license, transporting open alcoholic beverages, or any other vehicle code or criminal violation. They will especially be on the lookout for the Fatal 4 violations of DUI, safety belt and child restraint use, speeding, and distracted driving. The ISP says alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in the state. The patrol will allow police to work even harder at removing dangerous DUI offenders from the roadways. The project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. Xenia native and Flora High School graduate Dan Rogers has been promoted to vice president / executive producer of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Opry Entertainment Group made the announcement earlier this week. Rogers' promotion comes as Sally Williams of Opry Entertainment plans to exit this Friday to join Live Nation as president of Nashville Music and Business Strategy. Rogers began working at the famed institution as an intern in 1999. He has served in various roles, including marketing, communications, artist relations, and production. His previous title was director of communications and show producer. In his new post, he will continue responsibilities for communications and overall show production. He's also expected to expand his involvement in talent relations and logistics for the Opry's more than 200 annual performances. Illinois State Fair officials hope lower ticket prices and infrastructure renovations will help boost attendance. Some ticket prices were raised during the 2016 fair. Fair officials say weather and earlier school start dates have also affected sagging turnout. Last year, fewer than 370,000 people attended the fair. That was down from over 400,000 who attended in 2017. The fair's least attended day last year was Monday, when fewer than 25,000 people came. Weekend attendance was closer to 40,000. Reports indicate construction crews have put final touches on the first phase of renovations to the 118-year-old Coliseum building. Other improvements are several new roofs and freshly paved streets. Fair officials have also cut the admission price of tickets available Sunday to Thursday from $10 to $5. The fair starts Thursday. The 2019 Sisney Reunion begins tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. with opening ceremonies in Sisney. Following those ceremonies, Joseph Habedank and the Irwins will perform on the main stage, beginning at 7. The theme of this year's reunion is It Happened on Mulberry Street, and a painting with the same name will be auctioned off at the reunion, according to Catherine Baker.
We are going to auction off a painting. Vicki Gifford, we asked her to do our cover for our book, and she did this beautiful painting. Actually, you can see it at Trust Bank in Sisney, and that is going to be auctioned off. She kind of took it from some of her memories of just what downtown Sisney looked like back in the day, and it's so pretty.
Thursday's events will begin at 7 with the annual Little Miss and Miss Sisney reunion pageant, along with a Tiny Top pageant. Baker is the organizer for that pageant.
We have 7 Little Miss contestants, and this year we also have 3 Tiny Top contestants that will be they don't really compete, but they will be on stage. They kind of do a little routine and stuff.
Last year's Little Miss winner was Kinley Stewart. 9 young ladies will vie for the Miss Sisney title, which was won last year by Kaylee Konopasek. Thursday will also have bingo from 7 to 9. Friday's lineup includes music from Garrett Biggs at 7, along with bingo. Saturday will be the lone full day of the event, and it will include a 1-mile fun run at 7:30 a.m., the annual parade at 2:30 p.m., and the Duke Boys performing at 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll have more details about the weekend events here on WFIW Radio as they draw closer. Various craft and flea market vendors, free inflatables, and other contests and activities will be available throughout the reunion. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council under old business accepted a bid from David Lear to repair and seal some areas of the city hall roof. The estimated cost was $4,279. The council agreed on a 3-2 vote with Alderman Quentin Spear absent to provide fill dirt to repair a portion of the back lot adjacent to the parsonage of the First United Methodist Church. The council agreed to not enter into an agreement at this time that would save the city money for people paying their water bills with debit and credit cards. The city is to examine the proposal further. You can still pay your card, your bills by debit or credit cards. All of the oil and chip work is completed. Some questions concerning the sealing of some roadways in the city, and the explanation was that the oil and chip work was much more cost efficient than reworking the roadways at a later date. Instead of $10,000 now, spending $200,000 later on for repairs was the idea, according to city officials. A huge water leak in the woods west of the K-12 at the Edwards County K-12 has the city using much less water now that it has found a major water leak. The city treasurer will be cashing in a CD to pay current bills. The treasurer said that the city is running a little short until tax money begins to roll in sometime in October. Atatraxia is set to build an electric grid and power station south of the current plant, east of Albion, near East Walnut Street, according to city officials. Atatraxia, the marijuana plant, needs a roadway into that power station and will need to work around a large water line owned by the city. The ECHS homecoming parade was approved for 1 p.m. on October 3rd. Wording on the cat and wild animal ordinances was approved by the council during their meeting on Monday night. The council tabled discussion on the Hale Ditch project, which has some erosion issues, and the council agreed to allow the animal control officer to use the mayor's cell phone for official use, since the mayor seldom uses his mayoral phone, according to Mayor Wes Harris. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Wayne County Recycling at the Career Development Center is reminding the public that it only accepts corrugated cardboard. A Facebook post last week by the center said non-corrugated cardboard, or paperboard, typically refers to cardboard that is made up of single or multiple layers of cardboard. It's commonly seen in use as soda boxes, cereal boxes, and many other household food boxes. Corrugated cardboard is made up of three layers of paper, including an inside and outside liner and a rigid layer between the two. In addition, the center reminds people not to take items that are sitting in and around the drop box at New to You. The donated items provide jobs for the CDC's consumers. The CDC said it does have cameras at the location and it will turn videos in to police. Anyone who sees another person taking items from the drop box should call the Fairfield Police Department as well. Frontier Community College is offering a 9-week acrylic painting class in Fairfield for the fall semester. The class will begin next Thursday, and registration is currently open. Painting with Pizzazz will meet Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:40 in room 23 of Mason Hall. The cost is $80, and all supplies are included. The instructor will be Natalie Hurd, who has been teaching art at Fairfield Community High School for over 5 years. Painting with Pizzazz is open to all skill levels, but the class is designed to introduce and inspire the novice painter. Hurd will teach basic acrylic painting techniques, the elements of design, and form a foundation for future painting endeavors. Over the course of the class, students will have the opportunity to paint abstract art, landscapes, mixed media, flowers, and more. Anyone interested in registering for Painting with Pizzazz should call FCC at 842-3711. There has been quite a bit of focus on opioid abuse in recent years, but a new report from the State Criminal Justice Information Authority shows that methamphetamine is still a big concern in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Meth arrests rose by 289% between 2010 and 2017, says researcher Lauren Wisner, with most cases seen in central and southern Illinois.
The takeaway would definitely be that methamphetamine shouldn't be ignored. It's still a problem, and we should be researching ways to treat methamphetamine substance use disorders. Opioid use disorders, we have some medication-assisted treatment available, but that is not something that we have for methamphetamine, so there's definitely more research needed in that area.
Data shows most of the people arrested were white males under the age of 39. Wisner says meth has become more readily available and cheaper in recent years, while it's now more difficult to get a prescription for opiates. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Expanding rural broadband access continues to be a top priority for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, according to John Sullivan.
Because everywhere I go, it's a matter, you know, I'm talking to a group of people and I talk about, you know, I run through the list of items that we're working on. And I bring up broadband and I'll say to the crowd, I'm sure that everybody in this room has, you know, adequate service across the state or in their area. And there's all these heads are going, you know, shaking no and thumbs down. And so it's an issue that really resonates across the state. And really it's not the areas, it's a combination of areas that are unserved, but maybe more importantly, are underserved. So where I live, just north of Rushville in Schuyler County, I live on a small farm down there. I have internet service at my house, but I don't have a consistent level of service to be able to run, you know, many of the programs that we need to run on our computers today. And here's an example. I have a licensed auctioneer, and so every 2 years I have to take a renewal. I have to update my license and take continuing education. And this year, it was only available on a webinar, so it was a 2-day webinar, morning, afternoon, 2 days. And so I wanted to take that. I couldn't do it at my home because I didn't have adequate service to run my computer to do the webinar. So I had to go into the local library, which was very nice. Appreciate the opportunity there. But it's a consistent issue across the state of Illinois. And so it's one thing that the Governor Pritzker has actually asked me to take the lead on. And we've got some funding in a capital bill, and I think we're going to be able to do some good things.
Sullivan took over the state's top ag post in January. That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Grandpa!
Hey, kiddo! I hear you're turning 7. What would you like for your birthday?
I want a bouncy castle, a popcorn machine, cotton candy, the Easter Bunny, chicken fingers, and a baby brother.
The Easter Bunny, huh? No problem.
Really?
Parties, celebrations, and event of all sizes. They have you covered. Tables, chairs, tents, and bounce houses. See how easy it is to bring your event to life. Hunter Landscape and Rentals, 302-1438.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,824, up 106. The NASDAQ is at 7,763, up 37. And September crude oil is at $54.47. That is down 22 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 69-year-old Blueford resident Vita Christine Jones died on Monday at Barnes Jewish Hospital. She worked as a registered nurse at various nursing homes. Vita Jones is survived by her husband, Larry Jones of Blueford, 4 sons, Wayne Jones, Craig Fenton, Scott Jones, and Jody Jones, all of Bluford, four sisters, Cheryl Smith of Bluford, Karen Sledge of Mattoon, Teresa Warren of Bluford, and Brenda Walker of Tennessee, one brother, Edward Bruce of Fairfield, five grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Vita Jones will be held at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 3 o'clock p.m. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 1 o'clock until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the BJC Hospice, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. Young Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Eugene W. Sachs died on July 12th. He was a professor at the Metropolitan State College of Denver. Gene Sachs is survived by his son, Gareth Sachs of Denver, daughter-in-law Meredith, one grandson, sisters Ann Winkleman and Sandra Alman, sister-in-law Sue Sachs, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation and memorial services for Gene Sachs will be held next Wednesday, August 14th, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 o'clock, and memorial services will start at 11. Burial will be in Mount Zion Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family requests contributions be made to the Brain Support Network. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, an 80% chance for showers and a high today of 90. A 50% chance for rain tonight with a low of 65 and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 88. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 85 with a low of 68. It'll be partly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high 85 with a low of 65, and then scattered showers on Saturday, a high of 82 and a low around 70.